You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
We've taken the mailbag on the road this week. I'm Andrew Mason here in Scottsdale, Arizona, at Scottsdale Community College, a very unusual venue to host this mailbag, but this is also the venue of Pro Bowl practices. The two teams, Team Carter and Team Irvin, going through their paces on the field behind me throughout the day, and we're out here covering them, and you can find lots of coverage of the Pro Bowl elsewhere on DenverBroncos.com. But let's get started with the questions that you sent in via Twitter and also our form on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get to the first one from Martin Richmond, checking in from England. He asks, so where should the Broncos be looking in the draft, and does the hire of Kubiak change things? Center and special teams are a need for me. I don't think the hire of Gary Kubiak is going to make an appreciable change in the Broncos' draft strategy. A lot of that's going to depend, frankly, on what they do in free agency, which guys they keep, which guys they let go of, and where the needs are from that point on. You mentioned center, and that may or may not be a need. I think that's going to depend entirely on what they choose to do with Will Montgomery, who is one of the, you know, dozen-plus guys who are set to hit free agency in March. Montgomery played better as the season went on, played his best ball after coming in the starting lineup. I thought he played his best ball toward the end of his starting stint. But what's interesting about him is he may be a very good fit in zone blocking, which the Broncos are going to use a lot more of going forward in the Kubiak era. Montgomery's best career season was in 2012 when he was with Washington under Mike Shanahan. And what did they do so well that year when they won the NFC East? Zone blocking. That was their thing. Montgomery flourished in it. And I think if the Broncos may choose to re-sign him, knowing how good he can be in that scheme. And that would mean center wouldn't be a need in the draft. Certainly, don't forget about a Matt Paradis, the guy they drafted in the sixth round last year at Boise State. He still looks like a strong candidate to be center of the future. Special teams, you know, that's a little different. I mean, basically, the only time you're using a draft pick on a special teamer is a kicking specialist or a return specialist. And, you know, I'm not sure that those were the real big areas of concern. Certainly, you know, once Connor Barth came in, place kicking was shored up. Britton Colquitt, you'd like a much better season from him than he had last year. I thought he really struggled. He was in the bottom quarter of the league in a lot of numbers. And then on returns, Omar Bolden did very well on kickoff returns in the second half of the season, but you've got to focus on punt returns. So I could see them using maybe a third-day pick on a returner because of the punt return issues. You know, Isaiah Burst had the job most of the year, you know, struggled, didn't really stand out when he had that gig and eventually ended the season on the practice squad. But those are kind of secondary needs to some other positions. You know, like right tackle, I think, is going to be a primary need. I think maybe you look at young pass rushers just because you always do that, and perhaps center depending on whether you keep Raheem Moore or you let him go. So center and special teams, I don't think they're the needs, that they're the biggest needs of the Broncos going into the draft. But thank you for the question. Our second question is from Gunnar Kane, and he asks, what is the likelihood of the Broncos keeping Terrence Knighton and both Thomases out of free agency? I don't think it's a very good likelihood they can keep all three out of free agency. Let's just focus on the Thomases here for a moment. You're going to be able to franchise one of the two, and if you get one of those two guys done in the next 3 weeks, then you can franchise the other and you can keep both for the 2015 season. But if they can't get either of them done, you have to franchise one and take your chances on the other. My guess is if they have to choose between the two of them, they would choose Demaryius Thomas to franchise rather than Julius Thomas. It's not that Julius Thomas isn't a productive pass catcher as a tight end, but you saw some issues, particularly in blocking, and of course he's had the ankle problems over the last few years. I think Demaryius Thomas, if they had to keep one or the other, Demaryius Thomas is the better bet. Terrence Knighton's kind of a situation onto himself. I think some of it's going to depend on what kind of defensive scheme the Broncos use and what they ask. You know, if they go to a 3-4, whenever they get the new defensive coach, coordinator, and assistant coaches in, rather than a 4-3. I would think it's imperative to keep Terrence Knighton, but I also think he's valuable in a 4-3. You know, and we've seen that the last couple of years since he came to Denver. An issue for Knighton, I think, is going to be getting him at the right price. Remember, even though he's a very effective defensive tackle, particularly against the run, he's still a guy that plays about 50-55% of the snaps. So you don't want to give too much of your room under the salary cap to a guy who's only going to play about half the snaps. But we've seen his statements on social media, and we've seen his quotes to us and to elsewhere about how he wants to stay in Denver, how much he likes Denver. Of course, we also know how much he likes Jack Del Rio, who's now the head coach in Oakland. But at the same time, Knighton seems very comfortable in that locker room. He's a team captain for a reason. His teammates respect him. So is there a chance of getting Terrence Knighton back at a quote-unquote hometown discount? I think there's a significant chance, and it would not surprise me at all if in the next few weeks we're talking about Terrence Knighton signing a multi-year deal to be a Bronco if the price is right for both him and the Denver Broncos. Again, you don't want to put too much of your salary cap into a guy who plays just over half the snaps. That's just kind of a bottom line thing that you have to consider when you only have a tangible amount of room with which to put together a 53-man roster. Thanks for the questions, and remember, if you want in on next week's mailbag, because you know we're not taking weeks off on this little part of the website, you can go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag and ask a question. And also, if you're viewing this mailbag on the written mailbag page, just go to the bottom of the page. There's a form you can ask questions. And as always, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter, and use the hashtag AskMace, and I'll answer almost anything. Not everything, but almost. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next time. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.